And it says to the powerless, he can give you hope when you're hopeless. This guy is the greatest. His name is Christ Jesus. Hey, alright. What he did yesterday, he can do again today. What he did yesterday, he can do again today. What he did yesterday, he can do again today. God will make a way.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
He gives light to the darkness and it says to the powerless. He can give you hope when you're hopeless. This guy is the greatest. His name is Christ Jesus. Hey, alright. What he did yesterday, he can do again today. What he did yesterday,
I got some good news for somebody. I got some good news for somebody this morning.
He can do again today. What he did yesterday, he can do again today.
Oh, the father.
Just the way you call Lazarus out of the grave. Just the way you walk on the water. Nothing is so hard for you. Nothing is so hard for you to do. Nothing is so hard for you. Oh yeah. No, no. You own the victory. We call you majesty. You have the ability to turn things around. You own the victory. We call you majesty. You have the ability to turn things around. God will make a way
where there seems to be no way.
He will make a way
where there seems to be no way.
Oh, the part of the cup.
You know what? God, I just thank you so much because you're so wonderful and you make you, Jesus, make believers out of us. God does that. And he does it. And you know what? It always seems like when he does it that we're in the middle of something or coming out of something. But this morning, I want you to pull up and pull on a little bit of faith because I'm going to share something with you. And I can't even share it all because I don't have it all. But when I get the rest of it today, I'll be back on again.
I walk the street.
Lord, have mercy.
I hear your voice.
Yes, Lord.
I put my arm around a pain-filled world.
Yes, Lord.
I see your walls. I feel your struggle. I know you wonder if your hopes run out. But you don't need much. No, it doesn't take a lot. Ooh. Yeah, all you need a touch. I can work with what you got. Work with what you got. From the spark to the fire. From a wave to a hurricane. Let my love take you higher. Start a life the morning.
Jesus! Whoa! Goes a long, long way.
Goes a long, long way. Bring your pain, your disillusion. Bring your confusion over who is what. Cause I got your back and I got your answers. Don't leave me knocking with the door slammed shut.
But it don't mean much.
No, it doesn't take a lot.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah, you need the touch.
Yes, Lord.
I can work with what you got. From a spark to a fire. From a wave to a hurricane. Let my love take you higher. Start a life the morning breaks. Just the way I'm calling.
Hey, Jesus! Oh!
Goes a long, long way.
Jesus!
You can move, you can move, you can move any mountain. Nothing you can't do, you can move any mountain. Some say, goes a long, long way. Your faith, some say,
Brothers and sisters, I thank God for each and every one of you this morning on the tail line, on this Jesus Believers line. Excuse me. I just got some nice hot tea here from Brother Joe. But I've been, you know, certain things I've been asking God for a long time. How do they do that, God? How is it possible? And one of them, one of those things I've been asking God about is how in the world. Go, Satan, go. Go right now. In the name of Jesus. You see, there are things that can only be done in the spirit through the spirit realm, and you won't even understand it. You won't even know it, because if you don't know, no. Let me put it like this: God revealed to me that it could happen. And because I minister to so many people, I've seen it happen. I've seen the results of it. Okay? But I never knew how they do it. And oh, man. Okay. You all know that there are levels of witchcraft that people operate through. I know that. And I'm able to see the fruit of what they do. And I still didn't know, like, how they did it, because like, I don't want to, it's a thin line between operating in, between understanding and operating in the spiritual realm and tipping over into witchcraft. So I've seen people do it a lot, and I try to stay as far away from it as I can. But I always put the issue up before God. I said, how did they do it? I don't need to know the method. I just need to know how to break it, how to stop it. You see, through witchcraft, they can kill a person, and it will be, the death certificate will say heart attack, or the death certificate will say unknown causes, something like that. But then God can show you that it was witchcraft that killed that person, or that it is witchcraft working against that person to kill that person. Either way, it results in harm to the person it's projected at, or trajected at, or intended to harm. And so strangely enough, I've never been able to get to, I don't dwell on it. I just ask God about it. And I just go on with what I have to do, knowing that if it's for me to know, at the appointed time, God will give me the answer or show me, or generally he'll bring somebody for me to deliver that has the problem inside of them. And as I minister to them, I will get my answer. I got an answer from God between yesterday evening and right now. And to tell you the God's gospel truth, I got to put it together. You know, the Bible says, somebody find this scripture for me, because I'm out there in deep heaven. Find a scripture for me that says that the children of this world are in their generation wiser than the sons of light. I know I read it. I cannot figure the scripture. I know it says the children of this world. Let's see how that scripture go. You got it? Okay. God kept telling me that over and over and over. And what's that, Luke 16:8? And you know, yesterday, God gave us the word access. Well, and then he kind of like broke it down a little bit. I'm going to be back on track after this burial and death coming up here shortly. But anyway, I didn't have time to find this scripture right here because I was so busy. But it was busy in a good way, because God was giving me more stuff on top of that. So I'm going to try to print out what God gave me. But this is not all of this. This is the beginning. What I'm going to do is what I have now, I'm going to try to share that with you. But I'm coming back, and I'm going to do deliverance on this thing today, because I want this out of my life. I want restoration. I want restoration. And I want whatever, I want it back. Whatever's been stolen, but I want it back washed through the blood. And you're going to have to bear with me on this one here, because this is so good. It's just good. And it's got something to do with Job 33:15. In a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falleth upon men, and slumberings upon the bed. You see, the Holy Ghost say that the devil ain't gonna catch you by surprise anymore. Did you hear me? The Holy Ghost say the devil's not gonna catch you by surprise anymore. Because God's gonna begin to drop and reveal the plans of the enemy before they even made manifest. Access. Access. In Matthew chapter 2, in Matthew chapter 2, verse 12 and 13. Matthew chapter 2, verse 12 and 13. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. And when they were departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, arise and take the young child and his mother and flee into Egypt, and be thou there until I bring thee word, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. God, on this line this morning, got dreamers on here. You dreamers. And God has revealed things to you, truthful things, factual things, even foretelling things through those dreams and visions. But you don't believe them. Well, okay. You see, God is telling me that something that is used on the dark side has been used, and from a lot of you, I know it's going to sound strange, but it's the truth. Even it's happened to me. I got to get the rest of it so I can flip it. You see, well, let me get my notes here. I'm so excited. I can't hardly even explain this. But I know it's true. And I know it's about to be broken right now. Sometime today, it's going to be broken. It's going to be broken today. Look, I'm trying to make sure I don't get this wrong, but how did I do this? I was trying to This impressed me so much. I know I'm stirring up your, I want your faith to be ready for this one. Because it's going to take your faith to believe that what I'm getting ready to tell you is the truth. And we all know that Jesus didn't sin. We all know that Jesus wasn't stained by iniquity. And the Bible tells us that the enemy of our soul, the little g, the prince of this world, came to examine Jesus to see if he would find anything in Jesus, but he found no guile. Find that scripture for me where it say, the prince of this world came, but he had nothing in me. Find that for me. And then I'm going to get on with where I'm going. The prince of this world cometh, but he had nothing in me. See, the prince of this world came. You find it? Did you post it? What is that? What scripture? Where is that? John 14:30. John 14:30. And how does it read? Jesus said, hereafter I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world cometh and hath nothing in me. Okay. We all know that the dark side, the occult side, perverts the right ways of God. He takes what's good and finds a way to use it for evil. And I've been asking God, how do these witches and occultists and Satanists, how are they able to enact so much damage? And that's when he started telling me about they pervert the right ways of God. And he began to show me how Jesus exchanged his life for us. How all the humiliation and the harassment that Jesus went through had been reserved for us because of our rebellion against God. But he began to show me that everything Jesus went through, the humiliation and everything, we deserved that. We deserved it. It was ours. And so the Bible tells us that in Isaiah 53:4-8, that the chastisement that belonged to us was laid on Jesus. Isaiah 53:4-8. Surely he had borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The punishment or the chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes we are healed. But then it goes on to say in verse 6, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on Jesus the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed, and he was afflicted. Yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he openeth not his mouth. He carried our sicknesses. He carried our embarrassments, and he carried everything that we rightfully deserved according to our sins. Now, if we break that down simply, what Jesus did on the cross of Calvary is what? An exchange. It is an exchange spiritually of life. It was an exchange. This is the reason why, after all the beatings, the humiliation, and everything that Jesus went through, when he was on the cross of Calvary, he cried out to his Father, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And after that loud cry on the cross of Calvary, Jesus died. Why did Jesus die? Why did Jesus die? Jesus exchanged his life for our lives. That gave us a law. That gave us a proven point blank example that glory can be exchanged. It is possible within the spiritual realm. It is possible for spiritual exchanges to take place. It's possible. I got some things I got to look up. But the Holy Spirit is not through with me just starting with this. The Holy Spirit says some people have died death that wasn't theirs. It wasn't their time to die. But because an exchange of glory took place in the realm of the spirit, death became inevitable for them. You see, God is showing me that many of you are in the middle of or have undergone spiritual glory exchanges. Your glory has been exchanged. Now, I know that because I saw a lady. Remember the little girl? The Russian lady who the witch called her up and her daughter was sick and almost dying and she called her up to do an exchange but on her daughter. And then when she got off the phone, her daughter became sick. You remember that? It's up there it was on Shannon's show. And that's how I became familiar with the Russian prostitutes and ministered to so many of them. You see, it triggered what brought this up is Pastor Hattie was talking about her relative and how the relative lost one body part, then two other body parts. Then somebody else came here for prayer and they got home and the witchcraft influence over them was so great because they want the life of the spouse. They want to turn the spouse into a spiritual slave like zombie. Only not zombie. This is the reality, all done through the spirit realm. That the person got locked up in a rehab. You see, you've seen, I know a story where a man's brother came to his house. He had a death sentence on him. And then all of a sudden, he came back. When he couldn't kill his brother because he wanted to extend his life, he couldn't kill his brother. And guess what? When he couldn't take his brother out, the devil put that on his own son. You see, I've been watching these spiritual transactions. And that's when I got that the children of this world are in their generation wiser than the sons of light. Listen to me. Some of you are in bondage right now because some preacher was able to see God's glory on you and exchange, did a soul exchange on you. I know what I'm talking about. Go to Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 11. Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 11. Now, you should have known I wasn't going to be up here talking if I didn't have some of this already. Hath a nation changed their gods, which are yet no gods, but my people have changed their glory for that which doth not profit. Some of you are walking under the influence. I'm talking about the real influence of the fruit of an exchange of your glory. You see, glory with God signifies your beauty, your splendor, and your own portion of the power of God that operates through you. These are what a believer needs for his or her life on earth. If you need this as a believer, and if it has been exchanged, what else do you have? Glory can be exchanged. And some of you listening to me right now, your glory has been exchanged. The devil thought he was going to try that trick on me. But God said, no more. I've given you access to wisdom from heaven. I've given you access to know the plans and the purpose of the enemy for you before they ever come to light. Yay! You see, those people that operate on the dark side and those that operate deep in spiritual knowledge, they know that there are certain dimensions of the glory of God that you were seeing in your life, whether it was in the realm of business, your job, administration, ministry. Everything was working fine. Then all of a sudden, bam, it went topsy-turvy, upside down. You done prayed, you done fasted, but it never quite seemed to work. It won't work when your glory has been exchanged. It can't work. And a lot of preachers, ministers, and I've been saying it, I just did not know the dynamics of it. I've seen people do it. You could be suffering right now because your glory has been exchanged by somebody else. I got the scripture. I got the scripture of Jeremiah 2:11. I've seen it work. I've seen it. And I've actually experienced people trying to do it to me, but I didn't know what it was. I just know I'm a war fighter. I fight you in the spirit, however you want to do it. So I fought it off, not even knowing what it was. Not even knowing a name for it. But I always told you, they're soul hunters. And now that's exactly what that means. Witches hunt souls because they know how to enact a glory exchange. It didn't work. You know why it didn't work? It didn't work for one reason.
Your grace and mercy brought me through. I'm living this moment because of you.
Salvation is free.
And you see, some of you, I told you that somebody was working against you. And because your attitude was, oh, no, they love me so much. Yeah, they love you so much. Long as they can work on, long as they can continue to steal, long as they can continue to work through, as long as that glory exchange is in place and they sucking you dry and you not growing, not the least little bit. But I'm going to tell you something. When God revealed the truth, woe be unto them. And the truth has been revealed, and I'm putting this thing together. And today, it's going to be stopped. It's going to be canceled. And ain't nothing you can do or say in defense of the person that did it to you and is still doing it, still living off your life forces, your life source, still functioning off of your glory. And you think they love you so much, yeah? Well, I'm going to tell you something. It's funny because the name of the group that makes this song is called the Soul Searchers. Troy Ramey, I'm not going to turn around. The devil can't turn me around and tell God's people be free. And God is exposing all the seed, the root, the tricks, and the fruit of satanic agents.
Yeah.
Going into the radical love of God, and it took willing to become a revolutionary. Where we going now? But God's going to give you that glory back that was stolen from you, and then you're going to be faced with an even bigger decision. See, that cult, that occultic group, those rebels for the devil saw it. They discerned the glory. And let me tell you something. An exchange can take place through the eyes. It's so simple. An exchange can take place through one agreement.
Maybe you're not like me. Maybe we don't agree. Maybe that doesn't mean
we gotta be enemies.
Maybe we just get brave, take a big leap of faith, call a truce so me and you can find a better way. Take some time, open our eyes, look and listen. Yeah. We're gonna find we're more alike than we are different. I'm turning the TV down, drowning their voices out, cause I believe that you and me can find some common ground. See, maybe I'm not like you, but I walk a mile in your shoes. If it means I might see the world the way you do. Let's take some time, open our eyes, look and listen. And we're gonna find we're more alike than we are different. Revolutionary. What would Jesus do? He would love first. He would love first. What would Jesus do? He would love first. Yeah, he would love first. We should love first. Why does kindness seem revolutionary? When did we take it so ordinary? Turn it around with the scriptures so lovely. God help us get revolutionary.
Don't jump the ship yet. Don't jump ship. Don't.
I would get even more undignified than this.
When you focus on the sun, you feel the light on your face and your heart gets warm. Remember what he's done. Can you feel from the hills that your help will come? When you focus on the storm,
no.
Everything around is yelling, no hope. Your boat is rocking in the dark ways, and it's enough to make you want to jump ship.
Let me tell you, the people who are the biggest proponents of this hunting and stealing of souls are people who practice spiritual religion. Years ago, somebody told me, they said, "Oh, witchcraft is spiritual, Erica. All witchcraft is spiritual." I just did not realize that people under the banner of Christian, they can be wicked. Wicked. You know why? Because they got one foot in the world, one foot and one half of the other side of their body in the world, and they bound by mammon. And they think money is going to answer it all. Satan got them tricked. And he's just driving them like a slave master that he is. Hunt more souls. Get more souls. Why? Remember, if this doesn't make sense to you, just remember one thing. The Bible says that Jesus stripped him openly. Jesus triumphed over him openly, stripped him. So the only power he can operate through and get is to steal your glory as a believer. It's yours until you give it to him. And he knows that he can't take it from you. He got to trick you into giving it to him. Jesus has to heal us everywhere we hurt, spirit, soul, and body. He's our healer.
Many said, healing not for today, but I know that is not true. Every day I see miracles, God does it all. For Jesus Christ, for Jesus Christ is my healer, and I know he can heal any man. Jesus Christ.
Have you ever asked yourself, why do the good die young? Their life is stolen. Why is it the virtuous suffer so much? Their goods are stolen. Stolen, stolen, stolen. That's what the thief does. He really don't care nothing about your physical body because he know it's going to die, turn into worms anyway. He wants your soul. Your heart, your mind, your will, your intellect, your emotions. But he wants more than that. He wants your glory. The glory of God is what he wants. And some of you have handed it right over to him. You better get it back. You better let the Lord heal you, save you, and deliver you. You better get it back. Your life will be miserable until you do.
If you trust him and believe him, he can move on. Your diseases, for Jesus Christ is the healer. And I know he makes you whole. Jeremiah said, he's the bomb in Gilead. He can heal every sick soul. Yes, Isaiah said, that he was wounded for my transgression. I know he did. If you need healing for your body, just call on the healer divine. Yes, Jesus Christ.
I got it! Whoa, God, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Whoa, thank you.
Jesus Christ is my healer. I know he can heal any man. Yeah, yeah. Jesus Christ is my healer. I know he can heal any man. If you trust him and believe him, he can heal all your soul diseases. Yeah, Jesus Christ is the healer. And I know he can make you whole. If you have faith, when you call him, I know he won't let you down. He's Jehovah Rapha, the divine healer. And by his stripes, we are healed. This is your day. This is your hour. Just receive his healing power. For Jesus Christ is my healer, and I know he won't let you down. Yeah, yeah. Jesus Christ is a healer.
Listening to this, I was really listening to God too. So what I'm going to do is God said the hour that he has given me is 6 a.m. period. Get that. man, being human is a dog sometimes when you got to yield that to God. So everything I told you today, I'm going to prove it to you tomorrow through the word of God at 6 a.m. And then we're going to break those, whatever it is. I got to find out like how you destroy this and how you reverse this and make the devil give up so we can have restoration and double for our trouble from God. Okay. So, wow, we come this far by faith, and not because of us, but because God is so good, and because we made a decision to follow him, and now he's going to bring us all the way in home with a home run, so that when we start into what we got to start into, this new year, it's going to be awesome. Can you just say with me one thing? God is good. He's so good. Can you say that? He's so good. He is so good. Look at this. All the way around, all the bases, batter up. Get ready about to slam dunk a home run out the ballpark.
Ah, yeah. Oh, oh. Yeah. Come on. Her birthday. Her birthday. Woo. I got a testimony of what he's done, and I can't keep it to myself. He took the shackles keep it to myself. He's been that good. He took the shackles off my feet, yeah. And now I've got the victory.
In the morning, before you come on the TED line, you make sure you have your oil handy and paper towels, because in the morning, we're doing retrieval, however that works. You know that song, I'm going into the enemy's camp, and I'm going to take back what he stole? That's what we're going to do, retrieval. In the name of Jesus. So you have your oil ready and you have you some paper towels ready, because we're going to take it back. The kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. We're not asking nobody to give us nothing. We're going to take it in the name of Jesus. Time out. Time out. Because see, the Lord just gave me this here as I was waiting. We just want our portion. And he gave me that word, portion. Our portion. We want our portion back that was stolen from us. And we're going to take it. The kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. That's why we've been delivered. retrieval. Deliverance retrieval in the morning. In the name of Jesus. We're going to take it by force. So you come on here with your whole heart. Prepared to fight with everything in you for what's yours.
Well, I called your name a long time ago, and you sprung away from a heart of stone. But I was careful then what I let you see. Only thought you wanted the best of me. The less I trust you, the less I grow. The more you love me, the more I know. I don't have to be afraid to show all of me. Follow me where this hurts. You show me what healing can do. Where this hatred, you show me how kindness can move. Where this fear deep inside, I won't run, I won't hide. Give you all of me so that you can see every broken piece and open up my heart. All the way to the scars beneath my skin. You don't look away cause you understand. And you hold my heart with a gentle hand. Oh, where this hurting, you show me what healing can do. Where this hatred, you show me how kindness can move. Where this fear deep inside, I won't run. So that you can see every broken piece in the open of my heart. And I love you with my whole heart. The less I trust you, the less I
grow.
The more you love me, the more I grow. I don't have to be afraid to show all of me. All of me, where this hurting, oh, where this sorrow and shame enter into the pain, where this hurting, you show me what healing can do, where this hatred, you show me how God is alone, where this fear deep inside, I won't run, I won't hide. Give you all of me so that you can see every broken piece and open up my heart.
Gonna require you coming in one accord with your whole self, your spirit, your soul, your body, coming into agreement, your understanding, coming into agreement that you got to take back whoever stole it. If you might be taking something back from your generation, I don't know. Remember, it's a whole new realm of ministry. But it doesn't matter. You're the one that God chose. You're the one that God chose to retrieve for your whole family line. It's not just for you. Thank God Pastor Hattie prayed for her whole family. God's going to, at least he's going, you're going to see the fruit of it. Because you're the one. You're the one that God has chosen to redeem your, I think, oh, redemption. Redeem your whole family line. Whew. I'm so happy we got the real thing. I see you tomorrow. Be ready to win and fight for real.
A brand new walk. God.
Jesus in my life.
Now wait a minute. I've got me a brand new smile. Everything's so wrong down the aisle right now.
I'm as happy as a little child.
I've got it.
Jesus in my life.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you want a brand new